You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Pop culture has touted Elon Musk as some sort of eccentric heavyweight genius with humble beginnings. But this is demonstrably false. Elon Musk was born in South Africa, where he claims he grew up extremely poor, but his family owned an emerald mine. As a teenager, Elon would trade emeralds for cash in New York City, and his father bragged how they had so much money we couldn't even close our safe. Musk claims to have had about $100,000 of student loan debt, but he received a full scholarship to the University of Pennsylvania, where he bought a 10-bedroom frat house with his friend Adeo Resi and ran an illegal nightclub. The pop culture claim is that Elon has an IQ of 155, but this has never been tested. And after being accepted into Stanford for PhD studies, he dropped out after 2 days. After dropping out, Elon began his first business venture with his brother Kimball, Zip2, which was essentially a digital version of the Yellow Pages. The brothers received tens of thousands of dollars from their parents, and yet Elon denies this. An associate of Elon's father, Greg Curry, got involved to bring in investors. But Elon's code was no good, so they had to hire on professional coders to rewrite everything. Zip2 was then sold for $307 million to Compaq, who later shut it down without ever earning a profit. Elon made $22 million, bought a $1 million McLaren F1 supercar, which made mainstream news, before he totaled the uninsured vehicle. Musk then went on to create an online bank, X.com. He partnered with banking expert Harris Fricker, Edward Ho, and Christopher Payne. All three ended up leaving the company after accusing Elon of lying to the media about the quality of their product. Elon claims he founded PayPal. Before the company was named PayPal, it was known as Confinity. It was founded in 1998 by Peter Thiel and Max Levchin. After losing millions of dollars, Elon's X.com was bought by Confinity in a merger in 2000. All Musk contributed at Confinity was his own power struggle. He made himself CEO and pushed to change the name to X.com. The executive team successfully petitioned to fire Musk while he was away on vacation. Part of Musk's resignation agreement stipulated that all references to founders of the company will be removed from their website, allowing Elon to claim credit, which so far is all he has ever achieved. Peter Thiel then rebranded the company as PayPal, went public, and sold to eBay for $1.5 billion. Elon made $180 million from the deal, which he then invested into Tesla, SpaceX, and failed company SolarCity. Elon falsely claims to be the founder of Tesla. Tesla was founded in 2003 by Mark Tarpaning and Martin Eberhard, who developed the Tesla Roadster. When Tesla Motors began looking for venture capital, they approached Elon Musk, who had the fake credibility as PayPal's co-founder. Musk joined with the condition that he be named chairman of the board. In emails, Musk was upset that the media was not giving him credit for Tesla Motors and went after Martin Eberhard, replacing him as CEO. He then forced Eberhard out of the company and rewrote the company's history to have himself listed as an original co-founder. Martin Eberhard, the man behind the Tesla Roadster, was promised the first Roadster off the assembly line. But Musk screwed him over on that as well and sent that car into space.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly.
So who is Elon Musk? Elon describes his father as being an evil, abusive man. His father, Errol Musk, has been accused of being a pedophile and fathered a child with his stepdaughter, who is 42 years younger than him. This spoiled, narcissistic failure, son of accused pedophile, wants to put computer chips in everyone's brain so that we can merge with artificial intelligence.
There's one thing you're going to learn for today's show. It's don't get on the bad side of Greg Reese. He will dismantle your entire life in a very calm and forthright fashion. That video is called Elon Musk Exposed by Greg Reese on InfoWars.com and band.video. Share that link, ladies and gentlemen, and then come back in 1 minute as we do our daily dispatch. It's American Journal. Stay with us.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen block, for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points. VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's not waste any time today because today's Daily Dispatch is going to be a good one. Let's get right into it, shall we, with your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, June 4th, 2021. Dr. Fauci's boss refutes his claims, admits NIH was funding the Wuhan lab, and, quote, we had no control over what they were doing. This, of course, comes as the continuing fallout of the Fauci emails as tens of thousands of more are released by FOIA request. This is what the boss of Dr. Fauci, his name is Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institute of Health, and Dr. Fauci's boss had to say, during a interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt. He said, well, when we give a grant, it has terms attached to it of what the guarantee is supposed to be doing with those funds. These grant funds that went to Wuhan, subcontract from EcoHealth, were very specifically aimed to try to categorize viruses they could isolate from the bats in Chinese caves. He said, and we have no control over what else they were doing with these funds. That's another thing we'd like to know more about. An investigation might potentially tell us. Collins goes on to admit that the Chinese Communist Party is, in fact, involved in the Wuhan lab, but attempts to play down their influence, which is this just the way our government works, I guess. Just millions and millions of dollars given to foreign countries to perform risky scientific experiments, and then no oversight whatsoever as to what they're actually doing with those funds or if those funds are being used for what they're intended for. And, of course, what he admits that they're intended for, Adam, you know, nothing else. He says, yeah, it was to investigate bat viruses. So if nothing else, yes, we did give money to Wuhan. Yes, it was specifically to study bat viruses like the COVID-19. And did we actually look into what they were doing with that money? No, of course not. It's just millions of dollars of your tax dollars. Why would we care about what the Chinese communists do with that money once we give it to them? My God. He says, yeah, an investigation might get to the bottom of this. But then on the Ingram angle last night, former Secretary of State Pompeo says that outside of a typical pushback within his own department for people who didn't like him or President Donald Trump, he was also dealing with an internal debate from the National Institute of Health as they suppressed the State Department probe into the origin of the virus. He says, quote, the NIH folks were trying to suppress what we were doing at the State Department as well. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, a Obama appointee, recently said on Fox's News the story that he never ruled out a lab leak, but that it matched astrobiologist Carl Sagan's mantra of, quote, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. The extraordinary claim in this situation is that it didn't come from the lab. Right? This is like you're standing next to a dead body covered in blood holding a knife and going, you think I'm a murderer? Well, that's a pretty extraordinary claim, my friend. No. The extraordinary claim would be, how are you not responsible for this? How are you not responsible for the outbreak from the lab? Come on. That's the extraordinary claim. So we'll get to the bottom of that. I'm sure of it. And, of course, people are speculating about why the American government would want to cover up for the Chinese government. It started with the American government. The American government, the NIH, Dr. Fauci are covering for themselves. They're not necessarily covering up for the Chinese government. They just wish we were more like the Chinese government and that our government and our media was more amenable to covering up things that the party themselves doesn't want to be found out. Former Make-A-Wish Iowa CEO pleads guilty to theft of funds. The former CEO of Make-A-Wish Iowa has pleaded guilty to charges of embezzling tens of thousands of dollars from the charity that supports sick children and their families. Jennifer Woodley admitted in a written guilty plea last week that she made unauthorized charges on a foundation credit card, gave herself unapproved bonuses and salary increases, and made false entries into foundation records related to these expenses. They say she embezzled nearly $41,000, but no restitution has yet been set. Thought people might want to know about this. I always thought Make-A-Wish Foundation was a pretty good charity. Can't go wrong with fulfilling the dreams of terminally ill children. Unless, of course, the money for those terminally ill children is embezzled. I will not be donating to them anymore, I guess. Former Treasury official sentenced to 6 months in prison for Mueller-related leaks. A former senior Treasury Department official was sentenced Thursday to 6 months in prison for leaking thousands of confidential reports on suspect financial transactions. Edwards pleaded guilty last year to conspiring to violate the Bank Secrecy Act by disclosing what prosecutors said were more than 2,000 suspicious activity reports that banks and other financial institutions confidentially fire with the Treasury Department office Edwards worked for. The colossal mammoth effect of this defendant's crime is unparalleled in the history of FinCEN, financial something. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kimberly Ravener told the court, "You have an individual who acted indiscriminately to disclose confidential government information." Edwards delivered a largely unrepentant 8-minute segment to the court, statement to the court, saying she, quote, could not stand aimlessly in the face of misconduct she saw at the Treasury. She also suggested FBI agents violated her rights by questioning her after she asked for an attorney. Speaking in a forceful voice and reading from notes as she stood at the defense table, Edwards opened her statement by discussing her Native American roots. "I am an indigenous matriarch warrior whose spirit cannot be broken," she said. That's very nice, ma'am. Put your hands behind your back. You are going to jail for a long time, matriarch. Unrepentant, by the way. It's just like, to them, these little things like laws and rules and regulations and responsibilities and obligations, those are just barriers in the way of their political activism. And there's absolutely no regret whatsoever in violating the law, violating privacy, violating absolutely anything and everything, if it means that you do some modicum of work in pushing the needle more towards the left. These people have no honor whatsoever. "I am a Native American matriarch and my spirit will not be broken." Ma'am, this is a prison. Yeah, strip down. It's time for your search. You'll be in a concrete box for a few years. Small South Texas towns overwhelmed by immigration influx. Illegal border traffic is at a 20-year high, and small cities in South Texas are seeing the biggest effects of it. By the way, immigration or illegal crossing of the border, all-time high, or at least a 20-year high. Deportations, all-time low. Fun little note there. Since October 2020, 726,401 people have been encountered by the U.S. Border Patrol personnel. And of course, they say that's only about 25%, maybe as low as 10% of the number of people actually coming across are the ones that they actually capture. A majority of them are crossing through small Texas border towns of the Rio Grande Valley, like La Jolla, Roma, Hidalgo, Mission, and Rio Grande City. In La Jolla, which has a population of about 4,500 people, there remains what's left of an unfinished border wall. When the Biden administration took over, border wall construction stopped, and now the mayor of La Jolla said it's triggered an increase in immigration across the city. Starting in La Jolla and driving west into Stark County, you'll see a sea of Texas DPS troopers parked every few feet patrolling the roads for Operation Lone Star, which is the operation put on by Greg Abbott to make up for the lack of federal resources actually combating the influx of immigration. Just imagine the salaries, the legal fees, the lawyers that are being hired, the productivity that's not being achieved because we are literally being invaded by our own country using foreigners to destroy America. Truly incredible. Texas is taking up a lot of the burden of this. Texans are paying for a lot of this and having to deal with it. Texas counties have started to charge illegal aliens with child endangerment and trespass. Tens of thousands of illegal aliens that evade Border Patrol every month, hoping to slip undetected to large cities up north, are now being confronted by sheriffs who are starting to charge them with trespassing, evading arrest on foot, and endangering the life or health of a child. Seeing no solutions to the border crisis from the federal government, some counties are looking at all possible means to rein in the high-speed vehicle pursuits, trespassing, break-ins, vehicle thefts, and other crimes that are increasing in their communities. Every one of these literally caused by the federal government. I mean, it's just unbelievable what the American people are being put through by their own government. Just mind-blowing. Coe said his county would start charging for trespassing on June 1st. He provided ranchers with a form that would authorize the sheriff to file charges on their behalf if someone were caught on their property, saving the ranchers from coming into town to press charges every time a trespasser is caught. For many local ranchers, it's a daily occurrence. Coe said that the sheriff's office recently filed child endangerment charges against a woman who bailed out of a vehicle that had pulled over that was pulled over by a deputy. The woman grabbed her 7-year-old child and ran into the scrubs without food or water. The deputy caught her and the child and then called the sheriff to ask what he would do with them. And I said, "Now's the time to start," Coe told the Epoch Times. "Let's charge files against her for child endangerment based on the fact that she ran out of the car, had no bags, no nothing with her, no food, no water for that kid, 7 years old." You've seen the weather down here. It's 90 degrees, 110 degrees. What was she planning on doing with that kid?
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day. I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Daily Dispatch here. We last left off, the American government failing, or rather betraying its people, had opened the borders to an endless wave of undocumented, unaccountable migrants from third world countries to pour across their border. The local authorities in Texas are scrambling to keep up with the sheer influx of criminality into their cities. And now, this is from thetruepundit.com. Biden waives FBI background checks for caregivers at child migrant facilities. The Biden administration has scrapped FBI background checks for caregivers at its overpacked child migrant shelters, alarming child welfare experts who say this compromises safety, according to the Chicago Tribune. The move comes as Biden turns to tent camps, convention centers, and other huge facilities, which are operated by private contractors paid by the Department of Health and Human Services. In March, the administration announced that it would open 8 new emergency sites across the Southwest, which will add 15,000 new beds, doubling its capacity. In order to deal with the flood of migrant children, the U.S. government has lowered the bar required to watch them. These emergency sites do not have to be licensed by state authorities or provide the same services as permanent HHS facilities. They also cost far more, an estimated $775 per child per day. You hear that? Did you hear what we are paying to host foreign children in our country? $775 per child per day of your money going to private contractors to deal with the influx that our government has caused. Whew. Incredible. And now staff and volunteers directly caring for the children at the new emergency sites don't have to undergo FBI fingerprint checks, which use criminal databases not accessible to the public and can overcome somebody changing their name or using a false identity. So that's great. We'll pay $775 a day for tens of thousands of children to be looked after by anybody that wanders in off the street. Just fantastic. You know, when you pay $775 a day for child care, maybe you at least should know that he's not like a wanton pedophile criminal. I don't know. $775 a single day for a single child. Maybe you'd get a high level of care with that type of money. But no, apparently not. L.A. County Sheriff says homicides are up 95% over 2020 and that he will issue more concealed carry permits to deal with it. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva revealed Wednesday that homicides were up 95% this year over the same period in 2020 and said his department would issue more concealed carry permits to let citizens defend themselves. It's actually a decent response for once. The county ended 2020 with a 36% increase overall in violent crime, Villanueva said, making the increase in violent crimes thus far in 2021 all the more striking. So 2020 was up 36%. Now we're up an extra 95% on top of that. He says, quote, all huge numbers, all very, very troublesome. He said that the rise in crime was an existential threat, along with homelessness and the passage of poorly conceived criminal justice reform. Yes, Sheriff Villanueva, you live in a state that is committing suicide. Truly, truly mind-blowing. We'll get a little bit more into that later in the program. Last night, violent Minneapolis Black Lives Matter mob looted a sneaker shop, Target, Walgreens, CVS, and more. I know, you're shocked. What? A riot destroying businesses in America? This should be huge news. This doesn't happen in a functional country. I'm kidding, of course. It's a daily occurrence for the last year. Winston Boogie Smith, 32, was reportedly wanted on a state warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm after he stopped after he was stopped in his vehicle by law enforcement. The U.S. Marshal Service say he produced a handgun. He was then shot and killed. Strangely, this occurred at exactly the same time that the Minneapolis police were clearing out the George Floyd Chaz zone shrine thing, you know, where all the criminals lived. And so it was while they were clearing out that protester zone that news of this shooting came down the pipe and all of the
I don't know,
idiots that were gathered around that square ran off and started to loot a CVS, you know, for justice. You know, it's justice. It's for justice. Morons. We'll show you a video a little bit later in the program. Minneapolis Black Lives Matter activist forgets the name of the person they're lighting fires over. Yeah, this is for the memory of what's-his-face. Now we got to stand up. We'll never forget the guy. The girl? Was it a guy or a girl? It was a guy. For the guy. The guy that we're rioting over. As it, like, do we still take these people seriously? Do we take these people seriously? Oh, very, very important. These are very important protests, you know. These are people speaking up. It's long overdue in our country. They're just like, yeah, I just want to burn things, and, like, it's for whatever his name is. Old what's-his-face. F. Trump, by the way. Cool. Minneapolis cops tear gas protesters who lit fires as workers dismantled George Floyd Square. So, yeah, this shooting came after crews began dismantling concrete barriers around the so-called autonomous zone of George Floyd Square, which were set up as a memorial after he was, this article says he was murdered, but after he killed himself with drugs in May 2020. St. Floyd looks down on us. U.S. deploys one-third of Pacific submarine fleet for major naval exercise. The U.S. Navy is deploying a third of its Pacific submarine force as part of a major exercise to assess its combat readiness. Exercise Agile Dagger 2021 kicked off Thursday with deployments from Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam. Submarines from Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, Bremerton, Washington, and San Diego will take part. And they really have to make sure that they're up to snuff, you know, very dangerous world out there. We've got to make sure all of the, you know, transgender, proud Native American matriarchs can handle themselves in a submarine. We have to make sure that our submarine force is as diverse as it needs to be to defeat the Chinese menace. Speaking of, the Chinese Navy began its own exercise on Wednesday, according to state media outlet Global Times. The People's Liberation Army Navy flotilla comprising a guided missile destroyer, guided missile frigate, and supply ship were said to have set sail via the Asumi Strait for exercises in the Pacific. So that'll be fun. We'll just have two competing exercises there. UK approves Pfizer jabs for 12 to 15-year-olds. Does anybody know a website where I can vote on severe reactions by age group? Anybody know? Anybody know? Because expect a severe spike in heart inflammation and death amongst 12 and 14-year-olds in the UK. But you know what? There are worse things than dying as 12 or 15 because of a experimental gene therapy shot in the UK. For example, living in the UK. 50-year-old mother charged with transphobic hate crime for tweeting a photo of a suffragette ribbon. And this story is as ridiculous as you think, and then even more so. Unhinged transgender activist targeted Marion Miller after ludicrously claiming that a ribbon represented a noose. The Scottish feminists drew their ire after campaigning to protect biological women's spaces and right to express themselves. The messages investigated by the officers are understood to include a retweeted photograph of bows of ribbons in the green, white, and purple colors of the suffragettes tied around a tree outside Glasgow studio where a BBC soap opera is shot. Miller was forced to attend a two-hour police interview and was subsequently charged under the Malicious Communications Act for tying a ribbon to a tree. Ladies and gentlemen.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
I've been on air 27 years.
And we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping. And your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works. Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Pollen Block for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosted Guard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Vaso Beats, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal. Having a very interesting conversation with Greg Reese during that break there about the medical industry, talking about the Hippocratic Oath. And I always like to talk about, or like when you look at America, like I also want to do a skit that's like America visits the doctor. You know, it'd be the doctor with a little clipboard like, hello, Mr. America, what brings you in today? Like, you look fine. It's like, you know, all of the issues, all the problems. It's like, I got this. I got a breakout of violent crime over here. I have a big old splotch of corruption over here in the East. And, you know, just how would you treat America? Because so much of what we deal with is like misdiagnoses. You know, you go in because you've got a rash and you want that treated. But really that rash is just the, liminal expression of a deep-seated cancer. But you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh yeah, it's just a rash. We'll put a little lotion on it. Like, not only are you not treating the cancer, maybe the lotion is like making it even worse actually. And so just because you're treating the symptoms, maybe you're not actually diagnosing it correctly. Maybe you're actually making everything worse because you haven't diagnosed the underlying condition yet. I feel like that's where we are right now. And just so much of stuff. I mean, just to look at America as a patient for a doctor to cure, there are lots of very simple prescriptions that could be given, and yet not a single one is actually taking place. And it's like, wow, everything that you're trying to do is just making it all the worse. Like, the homelessness situation is a great idea. I've read, and I haven't double-checked this, so I haven't done a big thing about it yet, but apparently California has spent $86 billion on the homeless situation, and the only thing that has happened is that it has vastly increased, just massively increased the homelessness numbers, $86 billion. Do you have any idea how much you could get for $86? The entire space shuttle program only costs like a couple billion bucks. We could have a space shuttle program. You could literally, like, build an entire state-of-the-art city in the desert for the homeless people for that type of money. But it just goes away, and then the problem just gets worse. So it's like, imagine you're going to the doctor, and you don't have insurance, or you're paying out of pocket, and you're paying him $86,000 or whatever. You're paying him your life savings, and the treatment that he's giving you is only making it worse. Would you keep going to that doctor? Would you maybe go for a second opinion, maybe try some different treatments rather than just, okay, I got another $86 billion, here you go. Let's just double the homeless population. Why not? It's just mind-blowing. But the Hippocratic Oath in particular has a lot of interesting quotes or interesting lines that relate not just to healthcare but to everything. Like part of the Hippocratic Oath is you don't tell the patient good news just to cheer them up if it's not true, right? I can't remember exactly how it's phrased, but I know the corollary to it, the alternative to it is therapeutic nihilism, where you say, you know what, you've got this sickness, it's terminal, there's nothing you can do, doesn't it feel good to know there's nothing you can, it feels good to just be hopeless sometimes, doesn't it? And sort of a problem that we run into here. You see all this stuff going bad in America, and it's very easy to become black-pilled. Basically, there's a line in the Hippocratic Oath that, in other words, says avoid the black pill. Do not take the therapeutic nihilism that's being presented to you that says, oh, it's all hopeless, it's all helpless. Just revel in the nihilism of it all. No, no. You always have to fight. Even if it does seem hopeless, you still have to fight. But at the same time, you don't overprescribe. You don't, try too many things because you can cause a whole different other set of problems. That's really the way we need to be thinking about so much of what America is going through right now, is we have a body in America that is just riddled with disease, just riddled with it. And some diseases are causing other diseases in a metaphoric sense, right? And also a literal sense with COVID-19. But really, in the metaphoric sense, the pandemic has been raging for decades, and every attempt at curing this disease has only made it worse. In the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Haley Kennington. We're going to be going through some more of Fauci's emails. In the third hour, I will be joined by Rex Jones. We'll be having a lot of fun there. We'll be taking your calls in that third hour. I want to cover this story now because, folks, we have entered a new realm of globalist desperation. This story from NPR.org, historian uncovers the racist roots of the Second Amendment. That's right, folks. We have now entered into the your human rights are racist, give them up level of globalist desperation. Did you know that your free speech, the right of free speech was actually founded on racism? Better give it up. Better give up your right to free speech. Better give up your right to protect yourself. Now, there's an amazing, amazing irony in this, in that obviously we know, like, it's so blatant, it's just, I mean, this headline, it's frankly hilarious. I mean, at the same time, depressing and terrifying, right, that A, people would actually read this and believe it. Oh, my God, the Second Amendment is racist? Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. I knew there was something I didn't like about it. Like, okay, that's kind of terrifying that people know that. Also, a little bit terrifying that, like, they really want to take your guns. Like, they desperately want to take your guns. And they're setting up all the little pieces in place to do it, right? Racism is a mental illness. Red flag laws get your guns taken away for having a mental illness. Being a conservative means you're a racist. Uh-oh. conservatives get their guns taken away. Who could have seen this coming? It's obvious, right? Kind of terrifying. Also kind of hilarious. Also extremely ironic in that if you do want to find something with a racist origin, gun control was absolutely a racist institution. They wanted to restrict the gun rights of freed slaves. They wanted to restrict the gun rights of black people in the Jim Crow South. Gun control is actually have its roots in racism. Amazingly enough. Second Amendment has its roots in being a human, being an individual, being allowed to protect yourself from anybody. Carl Anderson set out, do black people have full Second Amendment rights? Oh, dear God. It's just amazing. I mean, they literally, they do. Spoiler alert, yes, you do. Yeah, you do. I've answered the question. I'm not even a historian. Amazing how I did that. Do black people have full Second Amendment rights? That's the question historian Carl Anderson set out after a Minnesota cop killed Philando Castile, a black man with a license to carry a gun, during a 2016 traffic stop. Here was this black man. He was pulled over by the police, and the police officer asked to see his identification. Philando Castile, using NRA guidelines, alert the officer that he has a licensed weapon on him, and the police officer began shooting. In the 1990s, after the assault on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, the NRA condemned federal authorities as jackbooted government thugs. But Anderson says the organization went virtually silent when it came to Castile's case, issuing a tepid statement that did not mention Castile by name. Isn't that amazing? Branch Davidian compound, all races, mostly white people, but there were all races there, and they were burned to death, nearly 80 of them, women and children, gassed and then lit on fire and burned to death. But it's because they were white? What is the point here? What is the point here? Oh, it's that Philando Castile also got killed by police? Can we go ahead and agree that people being killed by police for having guns is not good? Or no, I'm sorry. No, we have to make it about race. No, it has to be about race. It has to be about race because it's all one big con game to convince you that A, white people are bad, and that B, whiteness means freedom. Whiteness means goodness. Whiteness is love. Whiteness is life. Whiteness is gun rights and freedom of speech. And if you're a racist, you're going to support those things, I guess.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, worldwide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But, again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues. And the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months, 40% off. Hollenbach for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosted Guard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Vaso Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's somewhat obvious. I could go on and on about this, but I think most people get it. But yesterday on Twitter, Elijah Schaefer asked the question, like, why do the elites seem to hate white people? Like, what is it they hate about white people? I don't get it. And, of course, the answer is, look at what they say defines whiteness. According to the elites, according to the people that hate white people, they say that whiteness, I mean, just look at the chart from the Smithsonian. That was like, being on time is whiteness. Pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, hard work, independence, self-protection, self-reliance. It's like, yes, they are trying to cast whiteness as being evil and also embracing things like rugged individualism, the nuclear family, competition, justice. Like, this is what they're telling you to not have, to not be, to not uphold, to not enjoy. Like, they want people to be weak and controllable and dependent and helpless. And they really don't care if you're white or black. They want to frame it as that so it's easy to convince you that you're a racist if you don't give up your independence. It's really not that complicated. And there is, you know, historical relevance for this because it is the European Christian culture that created, you know, democracy and republics and independence and all these wonderful things, liberty, like these concepts came out of Europe, were embodied by white nations, and don't really exist anywhere else on Earth until, you know, white people brought it to them. I mean, it's just, that's just the case. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. Now, of course, everybody in the world tends to sort of recognize that human rights are important and except for, like, you know, the Chinese and stuff. And so you have to ask yourself, why are the elites, like, why don't they care about all of these violations going on in China? Because China is a communist country that has total dominance over all of its citizens and total control over all of their institutions. So they have the control. That's fine. Like, they don't care about – it's about control. It's all about control. And it's about making you more easy to control by manipulating these little watchwords they have like racism. I'm just blown away. Historian uncovers the racist roots of the Second Amendment. The filibuster is racist. The Second Amendment is racist. The First Amendment, probably racist. The voting having you know, control over your voting rights, that's racist. Just anything that they're against is racist, and I really don't understand how they keep getting away with this. People keep taking them seriously. This is NPR. This is the government news outlet telling you that your Second Amendment is actually racist. And amazingly, in this article, they say, quote, you saw incredible restrictions being put in place about limiting access to arms following the American Revolution. And this is across the board for free blacks and particularly the enslaved. With each uprising, the laws became more strict, more definitive about who could and could not bear arms. And so free blacks were particularly proscribed. And to see this, for instance, in Georgia, where Georgia had laws that restricted the carrying of guns. So what you're saying is, I think, if I'm reading this correctly, the gun control was racist. That part of keeping somebody enslaved was denying them the right to arms. That's what you're saying, right? Am I reading this wrong? The racist roots of the Second Amendment were that the Second Amendment were denied to slaves and black people. So really, the racist roots of gun control is what you're talking about, and how the Second Amendment is actually necessary for a free people, and how it's denied to slaves and to people who are being oppressed. I'm not sure that's the message you wanted to get across here, NPR, because you're a bunch of tyrannical jerks. God, I wish I could cuss when I talk about NPR. Just do an NPR. Yes, this is NPR News. Welcome to NPR News. Your rights are racist and you have to give them up now. Here on Fresh Air, we're telling you that your ability to live free as an independent human being is offensive to black people and you have to stop. Thanks, NPR. Go jump in a river. Now, I want to play this whole video. I wish I could play this whole video, actually. It's 11 minutes long. I highly recommend you go to YouTube or Twitter to find it. It's being circulated quite a bit and is well worth the entire watch. But we're going to play about 5 minutes of it here, about half of it. This is a mother in Carmel, New York, fighting back against teaching critical race theory as the board tries to tone police her. And this woman is awesome. This woman is a hero. I want this woman to be my mother. I'm just kidding. But I do want her on the show. Maybe we can try to get her on the show. Because this is the type of mom that you want. This is like she's out there fighting for her kids and not taking any crap from anybody. Moms could take a lesson from this woman. When you're seeing your child being taught horrible, awful things, being told that they're evil, coming home from school crying because of what they learned in school that day. And what they learned, of course, was they're bad for being white and that their dad is a cop and therefore it deserves death. You need to stand up for your child. You need to stand up against these petty tyrants and bureaucratic overlords that think they can shut you up. And again, listen to this woman. She's fantastic. This mother is just a total warrior. But really pay attention to the school board. And again, it's just this bureaucratic it just burns me. Like, it makes me so mad to hear this, like, this woman is furious about the fact that her child is being taught horrible racist stuff. And they're just like, please follow the rules of the discussion that we're having. We'd love to have a discussion with you. It's just like, you're lucky I'm not murdering you politically. All right, before I say anything else, let's just go to the school board.
My name is Tatiana Ibrahim, and I'm here for the first time. I'm here tonight not only as a community member, but as a parent in this district. Recently, you sent out a survey wanting to know why parents were not voting yes for this budget. So my situation, my vote for no is a little different. I think the Board of Education and those sitting on the panels are thieves. I think they're liars and have committed treason against our children. My message to this district and the members of the Board of Ed, stop indoctrinating our children. Stop teaching our children to hate the police. Stop teaching our children that if they don't agree with the LGBT community, that they're homophobic. You have no idea each child's life. You don't know what their family lifestyle consists of. You don't know the makeup of their life. You have children like mine who is Muslim, and I'm Christian, and everyone would think they would never believe that of her, right? because the way she looks, or according to Miss Cyrus, she's too pasty white.
Ma'am, excuse me. I'm up here.
Oh yeah, there's a slight glitch here in the video. That's just a part of the upload.
We're not allowed to use names. If you have something you'd like to discuss about a specific person, you can call the superintendent or leave your info for her to call you tomorrow.
Why are we not allowed to discuss names? Why am I not allowed when they purposely themselves expose themselves on social media talking about calling for the death of a former president, or saying that any child that doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter should be canceled out? Is this what my tax dollars is paying for? You're teaching my children and other children that if they believe in God Almighty, they're part of a cult. These educators put their own names out there. We have Mr. Barry, who took it upon himself with Miss Cyrus to create a curriculum.
That should be it.
Do you want the proof? I have the proof. You created a curriculum of Black Panther indoctrination.
Ma'am.
You use taxpayers' dollars.
Can I ask you one more time? I have no issue hearing what you have to say, but...
Why can we not let the public speak? Why can't we let the public know that you're teaching our children to go out and murder our police officers? Do you want the proof? I have the proof. Is that what scares you, the proof? That a parent actually standing up against all of you? Is that what scares you, to call out the names of these people? You work for me. I don't work for you. You have a duty. We are entrusting our children to you. We teach our children morals, values, when they grow up to commit crimes and end up in prison and kill a police officer. It's our fault? No, it's your fault. You're emotionally abusing our children and mentally abusing them. You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am. And as long as I'm standing here on this good ground earth of God, I will fight. And this is not the last of me you will see.
Oh, man, this woman is awesome. I'm actually going to let this video play into the next 5 minutes. So in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, you'll see the end of this video. It's a mother in Carmel, New York, fighting back against the teaching of critical race theory. If we had 100 of her, if we had one of her in every school district, we wouldn't be in this situation. We need more Karens, I say. We'll be back in just a minute. Finish that video and then welcome Haley Kennington. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back 40% off. The Alpha Power's back 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
And I'm not, this is not the last of me you will see. I'm retired. I have nothing else better to do. We can do it peacefully, or we can take it to the highest court. Because you know and I know I'm not the only parent fighting this all across America right now. Schools are trying to poison our children's minds, teaching them about things that they have no right to be taught in school.
So normally, I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to just give you just a feedback for a moment. I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering. This is peaceful.
No, I did not accuse you of that, but I don't have a problem having a conversation with you, a peaceful conversation, which is this is not.
$6.95 per child in the middle school to buy a curriculum from readtome.org that wasn't even approved by the Board of Ed. The administrators took it upon themselves to buy these books with taxpayer dollars while COVID is going on. How many families are struggling to pay their mortgages? Listen, by all means, you want to teach kids these things, fine. Don't do it on my dollar. Don't infringe on my religious beliefs. Don't infringe. Do you know who makes up the majority of this district? Children from police officers' families. Blues. Back the blue children. Do you know what these children feel like when they come home? Have you spoken to them? No. You're silencing them. This whole cancel culture. You're silencing the children. Where are their rights? They have no rights. Because if they don't believe in the indoctrination, the demonic, twisted, sneaky, vile acts and education, if you call it that, that you're teaching our children, they don't agree with that. They're either homophobic, they're part of a cult, they're racist. What's racist? Who defines racist? Why? Because I'm, do you know what race I am? Do you? You don't. You don't even have an idea. I could be black, I could be white, I could be Asian. You don't know. Who are you to determine that? Who is anyone to determine that? You know what? Children in the school system, children like other children, they don't look at color. Black and white children, Hispanic children, you know why they get along? Because they don't look at each other's color. So you're the racist. Not them. Not us. You're judging and dividing. You're causing segregation. Everything that we fought for, everything that I fought for years. So you have the right to stand here and tell me I'm not allowed to mention a name when the person, the Mr. Barry and Miss Cyrus themselves, you have ELA teachers giving out assignments on police murder. Police are bad. You want the proof?
Okay.
Because we have it.
So,
what policy do you have that teachers are not allowed to go on social media and indoctrinate? They took an oath, a responsibility, and they're going against everything that they stand for.
End.
Well,
end.
I understand.
End it. End it. I have to end it.
So
why? Why? You're on my dollar. Why?
Well, actually, I work for nothing doing this.
Oh, you work for nothing.
I do. This is a volunteer position, number one.
It's still my taxes paying for everything.
This
podium is every taxpayer's dollar here. We have rights. We have rights.
And you're making general assumptions?
No, I'm not making assumptions. I'm not. I know what I'm speaking about. See, I don't agree with you, so it's an assumption.
Well, I'm not going to engage in a back and forth with you about this. So if you would like to make an appointment, I would be happy to sit with the superintendent.
I don't want to. The superintendent, the assistant superintendent already sent an email and stated that they had no idea that these books were being put in the students' hands. The superintendent already stated that they had no idea that the funds of taxpayers were supporting this. Black Panthers, do you know Black Panthers is a domestic terrorist group? Do you know that it was condemned as a terrorist group? Do you know they kill cops? I have a problem when you're trying to kill a police officer. I have a big problem with that. I have a problem when teachers are passing out flyers, recruiting children to go to the courthouse, to protest.
Amazing, amazing video, folks. You got to watch that full video. We'll be back in 1 minute with Haley Kennington. Don't go anywhere.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. Five-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But, again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. My guest today is Haley Kennington. She's an investigative journalist, freelance writer, and reporter whose work has been featured at the Mises Institute, American Thinker, Cultured, Loomered, iPatriot, Blasting News, DC Patriot, Polyquads Magazine, just about anywhere and everywhere that you can find the truth. And she was the number one research director and story editor for the number one documentary in 2020, The Plot Against the President, directed by Amanda Milius. Her website is KenningtonPress.com, and her Twitter is at Kennington Says. Thanks so much for coming on, Haley.
Good morning, Harrison. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, I noticed this is the second time that I had you on and you noted on Twitter that you aren't allowed to share links, which you can go to Band. Once this video is up, you can go to it and click the share button, and it'll give you a disguised link. But obviously, you can't link to band.video. So you posted a screenshot of the last time you were on the program, and I am sort of embarrassed to say I'm wearing exactly the same tie and exactly the same jacket as I was last time you were on. So
I was going to say something, but I thought, nah, let me just let it ride.
I saw that. And I thought, how did she get this thumbnail? How did she get this screenshot? She hasn't even been on yet. I realized, oh, I need a bigger wardrobe, I think, is the issue here. Anyway, that was just kind of a funny coincidence, I guess. But I really wanted to have you on because yesterday I saw you were really digging into the Fauci emails and uncovering some great stuff. Obviously, a lot of people have seen one or two that have really made the rounds quite a bit, but there's a lot more in there, isn't there? What have you found reading through the Fauci emails?
Well, the most important ones that I saw were ones where he obviously knew that things were a lot worse than he wanted to tell the public. I saw that a lot of his exchanges in private were completely different than what he was putting out publicly, which was weird because even minute to minute that changed, day to day.
Right.
But what he was revealing in private was not what the public was hearing. I saw a lot of ego. He would not respond when physicians or, biologists or microbiologists would write him trying to give him ideas and trying to give him different things. Hey, did you think about this? Have you looked into that? He wouldn't respond. He would pass it off to Cassetti with NIH or just not respond at all or tell him flat out, I'm not going to make a comment on this. But if you were emailing him to praise him and talk about what a great guy is and how, he's your hero, he was quick to respond. And so I saw a lot of ego. I saw a lot of the same things that we see, like with the InStyle magazine cover. Mm-hmm. That pretty much sums him up. But, I'm curious why now. BuzzFeed and Washington Post are the ones that released these. Why them? They were the ones that released the Christopher Steele dossier.
Right.
So there's a lot of questions around why now, why him? Is he the fall guy? If I feel like he stepped up knowing that he was going to be the fall guy, this was always part of the plan. And then you have, with the Gates divorce, that mm-hmm. going on. Like the timing of this is really strange. So I've just been trying to sort of get a feel overall with what's going on. And try to get the temperature on things.
Yeah, and people were pointing out that, it probably is not a coincidence that it was just before these emails leaked that Fauci actually started to talk about the lab leak scenario as a possibility. It was just about a week ago or so, and maybe a little bit more, that Fauci was actually saying, you know, we're actually not sure if it came from nature or came from a lab for the first time in a year. I mean, for a year, he's been dismissing this idea, sometimes quite angrily, of it being a lab leak. In public, of course. In private, he had quite a different story to say, and perhaps that's why he knew that these emails were coming out. Perhaps they had alerted him, hey, there's been a FOIA request, and we're releasing your emails. So he thought, ooh, I got to get in front of this. I better start talking about the lab leak. So it's not just the emails that exposed the lab leak idea. And now this idea of the lab leak has really taken off. I mean, we've been talking. I know you've been talking about it for over a year. You just published on your Twitter one of your articles talking about the speculation as to whether or not this was a man-made or created or accidentally released bioengineered weapon. You did it over a year ago. I'm not sure the exact date, but we've been talking about this. But finally, it seems like it's broken through. And now, you know, I just walked by a TV playing Fox News. They were talking about it on there. So it does beg the question, why now? Why are they revealing this information? Or is it just that they couldn't conceal it any longer? Do you have any speculation on that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, to me, it feels like there's something else, you know, that they are protecting the people that are calling the shots, obviously. But, you know, when I wrote about this, I think it was the end of March, beginning of April last year, I was immediately shut down by a USA Today fact checker,
right,
who actually used to work for the lab in Wuhan. And I asked her, I emailed her and I said, well, what about my article? Because it was a long piece. And I said, what about this, you know, is not true? Because I was sort of throwing out hypotheticals. What ifs, right? What if it's this? What if it's that? Man-made, biological, what? Or bioengineered, rather. And she did write me back and she said, well, the only thing that we found with it is that it's not man-made. So she didn't say anything about the $3.7 million of funding going to Wuhan. She didn't say anything about the leaks, where it may or may not have come from. Just the problem with her was that it was, you know, not man-made. So, you know, I was fact-checked on that, and
they didn't actually have any proof of that, right? They fact-checked you and said, no, we know it wasn't man-made, but that isn't true, right? They had no evidence of that.
Right, and that's why I wrote it hypothetically. Like, is it this? Is it that? If it is this, what do we know about, you know, what does that mean?
Right.
If it is biological and was man-made and was manufactured in a lab, okay, what's the step past that? You know, so I wrote it in that way so that hopefully it would be, you know, that's what science is. Science is about running different tests and hypotheticals. And if you change this element, you change this, you know, what does that mean? The fact that this is, we're supposed to trust the science. And the science in the same way is changing day to day per Fauci, per CDC, per the WHO. You know, none of it makes any sense. And if you call it like it is and they have a reason to cover it up, they're going to.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And, you know, what would you say to people who have trusted the science all along? They love Dr. Fauci and they see these emails and they go, yeah, these are great. I mean, I think Fauci did an interview yesterday where they're saying, wow, it's really impressive how all of your emails can get released and nobody and there's nothing bad in them. I mean, they're really trying to downplay these emails as if there's nothing to see here, nothing to be found in here. So for people who think, OK, they're reading into this too much, I was told I was cherry picking, you know, information about Fauci's emails. What has been revealed in this? What hypocrisies have you been able to uncover that are actually important that people, you know, should be concerned about?
Well, obviously the mask issue, the social distancing. He spoke really early on last March, February, about there not being a vaccine available. We won't have anything, you know, until maybe a year or so later. But the thing is, people need to remember, these are the emails that were released that were leaked. We don't know if this is all of them. There was actually another 3,000 emails dropped last night by ICANN. So I haven't thumbed through those yet. But, you know, what about the conversations on the phone, on the Skype meetings or the Zoom meetings? Mm-hmm. What about all the stuff that we're not hearing? These are the things we are allowed to see. And to me, some of the emails were written as if that was, you know, purposefully to be shown. The one from Mark Zuckerberg, it reads as if he knew this was going to come out. And like you said earlier, got in front of it. Right. But what about all the things we're not hearing? You know, the conversations in private and things like that. Like that's where. But, you know, he was talking to Gates like every 2 weeks, you know, from these emails, from what that shows. So who knows in between how much they spoke. But I'd like to know who it is that gave him the green light when he would go and publicly speak, because within a few hours prior to having some kind of a on-screen appearance, he was speaking privately, differently about what he was coming out with and telling us, right, the public.
Right. And I think if nothing else, you know, the exchange that we're showing on screen here between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, I mean, the emails reveal that, I mean, if nothing else, and there's a lot else to go into, but if nothing else, he lied to Congress. Dr. Fauci knowingly lied to Congress about the gain-of-function research and about funding it. That's been revealed through the email. So, you know, even if you don't give credence to anything else in these emails, that fact alone means that Dr. Fauci is a criminal and a liar and should be held to account for it. So there's so much to find and so much more to find. We'll talk more about these, the latest tranche of 3,000 documents that have just been released. I don't know how you have time to email this much when you're so busy saving the world, Haley. My guest is Haley Kennington, KenningtonPress.com, on Twitter, at Kennington Says. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Folks, I've been plugged once to the show. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this program and everything that we do here. And I hope that you do, because it's a Memorial Day mega sale has been extended. More with Haley Kennington on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that
Around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they can save. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, that's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My guest is Haley Kennington, website KenningtonPress.com, and the Twitter is at Kennington Says. And Haley, you are very well-versed in a great number of topics that we discuss every day here on InfoWars, and maybe we'll get into some other stuff here as there is a lot going on, but I want to stick for the time being to these emails, the Fauci leaked emails. I want to read your tweet here because I thought this was interesting. You say, this was about 20 hours ago, you say, I'm not even 200 emails in and I'm already burnt out. Everything that logical people read from seeing and hearing Fauci over the past 15 plus months has been confirmed, even in the few emails I've read. I'm done. F Fauci, Gates, the UN, Schwab, and the whole lot of them. Hear, hear, Haley, I could not agree with you more. And you say, it was never about saving lives. It was always about the lockdown, the control, and the solution where pharmaceutical companies could profit hand over fist with rounds of shots, then boosters. Those who have benefited from the lockdowns needed a few front men turned fall guys. That would be Fauci and Gates, who, because of their ego, greed, and love for eugenics and control over the world population, were more than happy to volunteer for the position. The amount of lives lost due to global lockdowns almost matches the amount of money given to the gain of function Wuhan to the dollar. I hope the justice is served. And that was just sort of an interesting coincidence, 3.7 million deaths, I guess, and then $3.7 million for COVID-19 development. Maybe that's just a coincidence. I'll leave that up to coincidence, I guess. But your overall point is absolutely correct. It was never about saving lives. And you see that in the emails, don't you, that when people talked to him about, I think, hydroxychloroquine. I think that was the one where it was this big, long email all about hydroxychloroquine, how effective it was, and he responds, too long, didn't read. I mean, literally says too long, didn't read, just didn't even care about it. So it was never about, and time again, and you have many examples on your Twitter where people were suggesting things about preventative care, and Fauci just didn't care in the slightest. He cared very much about protecting, like, the reputation of Chinese people in America, like all these very weird things. But when it came to actually saving lives through preventative care or through treatment, he could not care less, right?
Yeah, I saw that not only with hydroxychloroquine, but remdesivir
or whatever.
Remdesivir. Yeah, there was two, actually. I guess one might have been a generic or one, you know, slightly off from that. Remdesivir, I think. Mm-hmm. But that one in particular was a couple who were physicians, I believe. And they had done a big study on it and, you know, had white papers out, sent it to him with the link. And it was the same thing. He passed it off to Cassetti with NIH. There were some people that worked for different pharmaceutical companies who had made some kind of, you know, like antihistamine, nasal spray. There were people that were trying to reach him about just different solutions, because you got to think this was February, March of last year. This was fairly new, and everybody's looking to him and to CDC and the WHO for what do we do, you know, how we prevent this, all those kind of things. And these people were coming up with solutions. Right. And he either completely ignored them, you know, didn't write emails back at all, or passed it off to somebody else. And who knows, you know, how far that went down the line. Obviously not far. But, yeah, I mean, this, when you think about it, take a step back and you look at it, and the players that are involved, and you know, you already know about Event 201, you know about Agenda 2020 and Agenda 2030 and all these things.
Right.
Alex had the blueprint, what, 16 years ago of this, you know, and it sounded insane then. It sounded insane a year ago when I wrote about it, but we watched it slowly, you know, take form. And that includes the SPARS, what is it, 2025, 2028,
right,
that has come out, you know, and we're what, in 2025 going into 2026 based on that.
Right. We're ahead of schedule, according to the globalists.
Yeah. Exactly. And this is their game theory. This has been playing it out months before, you know, it hit the U.S. But at this point, I think it may have just been released like a week later. Released, leaked, thrown out, you know, however it is you want to say it. However it got circulated. Doesn't really matter. I mean, in the long term, I suppose it does. But as far as this was part of the plan, you know, mm-hmm. and the whole game theory and playing it out and seeing how the media is going to react and who's going to be tweeting about it and what celebrities can we get, you know, to speak out and say that vaccines are okay and all that. We're seeing that happen. Yep. You know, so I, at the time, you know, getting called a conspiracy theorist and all, you're crazy and that's not what that's about. And they're just trying to, you know, prevent this from happening in the future if it does happen. Well, that's interesting because all of the things that they went over, all the different, like I said, the media outlets and the different heads of, you know, different departments, this is what we're seeing now. And it's just insane. It's insane. It's hard to believe that it's true. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, Gates and Fauci were made to be front men. So what's one layer down, right? What's three layers down?
Yeah. Where are they getting their directives from? It's such a good question. And then, of course, eventual one sort of, we knew this was coming, you know, a year ago before the virus even really got going. Because you watch Event 201, and kind of just like the Fauci emails, the similarity here, there was not a lot of talk about actual solutions, actual processes to take to mitigate the spread. It was all about how do we control the media? How do we convince, you know, how do we stop people from spreading anti-vax information? They would have little game plan scenarios where it's like, okay, in this scenario, people in the Congo are attacking the vaccine givers. The people who are trying to give them vaccines are being attacked. So how do we stop them from attacking our vaccine people? I mean, there was no talk about containment of the virus, not letting it get from place to place, how you deal with, you know, supply chain if you have to restrict travel from a certain country. Like, there was not a lot of talk about that at all. There was a lot of talk about how do we control the media? How do we control the willingness to get vaccinated? I mean, that was the goal the entire time. Lockstep, Event 201, or as you point out, as far back as Alex Jones reporting 15 years ago, it was always about the cure, right? The vaccine. It was about getting all of these things in place. And to me, it's not a coincidence that it happened just in time to give rise to mail-in ballots, to give rise to all this other stuff, right? I mean, you're the number one researcher for Plot Against the President. How much do you think COVID-19, the plot of COVID-19 corresponded or coincided with the plot against the president?
Oh, clearly. That may have been one of the top few reasons to do this and when it was deployed. But, you know, you got to think about that. All that you just said, if it was a real pandemic and it was this wild outbreak that couldn't be contained and so forth, they wouldn't have all of this as controlled as they do.
Right.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I know people who've had it and they were sick for a couple weeks and they got better and all is well. But they're not going to create something that is going to get away from them and not be controllable.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, yes, I think it's definitely has a lot to do with the mail-in ballots. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't have Trump in for another 4 years. They worked so hard for the first four trying to get rid of him. But, yeah, I definitely think it coincides for sure.
No, they couldn't do it. Yeah, and even I was thinking about it yesterday because – and actually, shoot, that was a video I meant to grab. Alex played it yesterday on the show. It was a compilation of InfoWars reporters, including myself, reporting on COVID-19 in January of 2020 and reporting on the bioweapon aspect of it, the reporting on the lab, basically pointing out that InfoWars was the first people – you know, we're the first people to actually air this on TV and radio. And I thought – how interesting it was because the report I did, we were in D.C. because it was the impeachment. It was the first impeachment of Donald Trump. So at the time where we could have been dealing with coronavirus before it ever got to our shores, if the media or if the authorities had been paying attention and actually trying to put in mitigating processes to stop it from getting here, maybe we could have done something. But the whole country was distracted by minute updates of the impeachment of Donald Trump. So just another one of these little coincidences that's like, oh, so maybe the impeachment was just a distraction while they rolled out, you know, the beginning stages of this pandemic. More on the other side with Haley Kennington. Don't go anywhere, folks. KenningtonPress.com. Kennington Says is her Twitter handle. And we'll be back on the other side. More Fauci emails and more politics. Stay with us.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues, and the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping,
double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus. So incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Pollen Block for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Vaso Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it, and I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Vaso Beach, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors. When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermobile Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. My guest is Haley Kennington. And I do suggest you go to her Twitter and scroll down to her post from yesterday, because she's going through and posting images of these emails and what they are included in it. And it's really only by sort of going over all of these at once that you get a full frame picture, the bird's eye view of what Fauci was involved in and what he was being asked or talked to about, what he was ignoring, what he was paying attention to. You can't get this type of information from just one email. You got to be able to go through a lot of them, which is what Haley did, and then lays out exactly how all of this happened or what was going on. One thing I noticed, Haley, is time and time again they're asking Fauci if he's muzzled, if Donald Trump is preventing Fauci from saying things. And time again, he's like, no, I'm not. So it's amazing. You're seeing like the intersection of the false reporting and then the people who are doing the false reporting are falling for the false reporting and having to ask Fauci about it. It's kind of amazing. But what to you was sort of illustrated by your deep dive into these emails?
What's the question? Like, what did I get overall?
Yeah, the overall sense, because what I got was just like a ton of misinformation flying around. A lot of what Fauci was doing was just like telling the media that the lies that the media were telling were in fact lies. You know what I'm saying? Like the media is reporting Dr. Fauci is being muzzled by Donald Trump. So the media runs to Dr. Fauci and is like, you're being muzzled. And he's like, no, who told you that? I didn't tell you that. So somebody's making this up. Just a lot of like misinformation flying around and Fauci sort of spending a lot of his time dealing with that while at the same time dispensing his own sort of disinformation. It really does illustrate how incompetent he was at dealing with this outbreak of the virus. That's what it says to me.
Well, it's like that one meme that you say that you love so much where they're just poking, you know, the dude with the stick saying, come on, you know, do an uprising. It's the same kind of thing. They're pushing like, come on, did Trump, you know, is the Trump administration keeping you quiet? Do they tell you not to say anything? Are they controlling what you're allowed to say? And he's like, no. But, you know, the only reason, and there was probably, God, I don't know, 20 in the 200 or so pages I went through that were like that, that he did take time to answer and say, no, they're not muzzling me. I do what I want. And all the, you know, what, six administrations, nobody's ever stopped me from talking to the press. That's because it appeals to his ego again. Mm. You know, that's my overall take from it. You know, he's the showman. He's out here and he loves every second of it. But people forget, you know, back during the AIDS crisis, the AZT scandal with him. I mean, that's not been that long ago. And people have completely forgotten why they hated Fauci to begin with. But now here's his chance to get back out in the spotlight, make a little more cash and then just go off into the shadows. And that's sort of the most concerning because, yes, he lied to Congress. Yes, he needs to be held accountable. Like, think of all the people and what we've all lost in this past year.
Right.
I mean, everybody's lost something, whether that's your job, a family member, you know, your rights, not being able to go out without a mask, all these different things. And he, you know, at best is going to just sort of fade away into the shadows, I think. You know,
yeah.
It's just he's a very egotistical guy. So he had no problem coming out in the beginning and being the face of this. But as far as actually doing anything to prevent it, which it's got, what, a 99.98%
right.
Recovery rate? Like, what are we doing anymore? This should have come out, but we weren't allowed to ask the right questions. And when we did, all the doctors that got censored, you know, all the people that lost accounts on social media for asking the right questions and the ones that needed to be asked were pushed away. You know, in the meantime, he's changing his mind day to day. CDC also on masks. Masks are okay. No, they're ineffective. Fauci actually did something, I think it was 2015 or 2017, where he revisited the influenza deal in 1918.
Oh, right. The mask, yeah.
It was a little write-up about how the masks are the ones that were causing the most illness, the bacterial, you know, pneumonia.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm ready for the next chapter to see what happens. You have Gates, divorce, right? So that's a big thing. But what is this a distraction from? I also did a tweet the other day, like, what did we miss the false flag that was supposed to happen, you know,
right.
36 hours ago to take our attention off this thing? But is it the ballot counting? Is it, you know, all this new stuff going on in Arizona? What is this taking our eye off the ball on?
Yeah, it's always good. You're right. When you're watching The Magician, you don't pay attention to the hand flourishing up in the air. You pay attention to the one tucked behind the back, right? You don't fall for the distraction. And that's a good question because I've been seeing this on right-wing Twitter. A lot of people saying, who cares about the emails? Ignore the. This is a distraction. I get that. I get that sort of feeling that's like, okay, what am I missing here? What's going on? It's almost like too good to be. We're almost like abused, right? It's like you're an abused person that it's like, when your abuser treats you nicely, you're like, why are you treating me this way, right? Like, why is the media telling the truth? What is really going on here? It's such a bad situation that we're in that we have that reaction. I get that, but at the same time, I think these emails are vastly important. It shows the lies that we've been subjected to. It shows all this destruction was completely unnecessary. In fact, there's a new article out today, story at Infowars.com. German study finds lockdown, quote, had no effect on stopping the spread of coronavirus. It's a major new study by German scientists at Munich University, found lockdowns had no effect on reducing the country's coronavirus infection rate. I've seen in the last month probably four or five studies that show lockdowns had no effect. Masks had no effect. The social distancing had no effect. None of these things had any effect except to destroy our economy and you know, damage the mental health forever of tons of little kids. I mean, to me, these emails revealing that all of this was not a necessary sacrifice to save the world, but completely unnecessary, arbitrary crap that was force-fed us. To me, there's nothing more important than this. I'm happy to look around and make sure we're not missing anything else. But to me, this isn't a distraction. This is a major deal. But I don't know. Other people feel different ways. How big of a deal do you think these emails are?
I agree with you. No, I've been screaming this since the beginning of last year. Like, what about this? Why are we not, you know? And like I said, the suppression, whether that be on social media, even in real life, not being able to say what you want to say and to ask the questions that need to be asked. And in order for us to actually believe the science and trust in the science, you have to do those things. You have to question what you're seeing. You know, and this entire thing went hand in hand with the influenza going down to a record number where there was like three cases or something ridiculous.
Right.
You can't have to look at what's in front of you. And if it doesn't sound right and it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. And if you can't, you've got to be able to think for yourself and say, okay, you know, something's up here.
Right.
We've lost so many different things over the last year. I lost my mother last spring during the lockdown. I got to go see her while she was in ICU for a few weeks. And then the lockdown started and I wasn't allowed to go back and see my mother. And I lost precious time with her.
Right.
You know, and that's something I can't ever get back. And it's not just me. There's thousands and thousands of people that have, you know, lost a loved one over this past year and lost time that they could have spent with them. You know, it's just, I think it's time to just give it up. You know, let's get to the bottom of it. If we're going to blame China and that's going to be a whole thing, then fine. Let's get on with it. We're, for me and for you and most of the listeners, we're already, 16 months in advance of this revelation that some people are just now getting.
Right, right. Well, hey, InfoWars and Haley Kennington, tomorrow's news today. But what you're pointing out here is the key. It's absolutely the key, and it ties into everything else that you report on and that we report on here. I was trying to find, because I just found there was a tweet yesterday about this, and the person put it so well. I just found it. It's from Jan Jekiek or Jekilek. Cancel culture's training us to be silent about things that are obvious, to cultivate a public and a private self. I think that ties into exactly what you're saying. They are training us to ignore reality. They're training us to be silent about things that are obvious. From the very beginning, all of this stuff was so absurdly obvious. And I point out how it was basically an IQ test where they said, here's the neighborhood where the virus came from. And in this neighborhood, there's a farmer's market and there's a level 4 bioweapons lab with a history of safety violations and gain of function research. Where do you think it came from? And they had all of America going, yeah, it's probably the farmer's market. That sounds right. I mean, it's so obvious how wrong that was. And yet it was through their propaganda and through their censorship that got everybody to ignore the obvious. And we'll get more into that, as well as the effects of vaccines, the effects of lockdowns and masks, and even more on the other side with Haley Kennington. KenningtonPress.com at Kennington Says. And I'm telling you, folks, go to Kennington Says, scroll down to where the post yesterday, and just start reading these emails that Haley has curated, because they are full of vital information. You might have to read between the lines.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You've got until June 6th.
June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But, again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping. And your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works. I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitor is at 5% curcuminoid. I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, VasoBeats, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in. DNA Force is back in. Ultra 12 is back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Haley Kennington is my guest. You're watching American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. I don't think it's a stretch to say that our country is divided right now, sort of in half in a lot of ways. Half of the people think the other half is crazy, and it goes both directions. Now, we think they're crazy because, well, basically they follow rules that are scientifically invalid and logically nonsensical, and they think we're crazy because we don't just do as we're told, essentially is what it is, right? And I think the virus and you know, Haley, you brought this up, and I was going to bring it up anyway, this idea of just the illogic behind all of it and how all of these things that were being implemented were so obviously nonsensical, and yet they've convinced America to just go along, just don't question the dictates that you've been given, even if they change from day to day, even if it's different than the one yesterday. Now, this is the one you believe in. You must wholeheartedly support it and promote it and condemn anybody that goes against it. I don't know where, like, what do we do with this information? I mean, how do we proceed forward from here that we have half of America that is able to believe things that are just blatantly nonsensical? I'll give you an example. If you are vaccinated, but you refuse to hang out with non-vaccinated people, this is crazy. That's a crazy thing to think, right? Haley, am I wrong here? Like, if you're vaccinated, but you don't want to hang out with vaccinated people, like, that's insanity. But I know tons of people like that in my own life who are like, oh, yeah, I'd love to hang out once you get vaccinated. It's like, but you're vaccinated.
Even that's been inverted, though, to where they're like, well, but, you know, there's this thing that we're seeing that's shedding. So if you have got the vaccine, maybe don't go around the people that haven't. Like, they've got it to where if we weren't pitted against each other enough, they're like, okay, well, now that we've got, what is it, 30% or something? It's pretty low as far as the people that have actually got the vaccinations. But now they've got people who are unvaccinated, scared of the people who are vaccinated. It's just all inverted reality, and it takes everything I have to keep, you know, my head straight every day. But that's what they wanted. That's why, like, at the very beginning of this, it was going to be 2 weeks, all right? It was like, all right, everybody locked down for 2 weeks. Let's do this for 2 weeks. And even the people that were, like, you know, kind of questioning things are like, all right, fine, let's give them 2 weeks. You know, and that was 16 months ago. So, well, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it amazing? I just think about, like, the way they're able to portray anything that we say, like anything people on the right say, they cannot grant us the you know, assumption that we are actually trying to tell the truth or that we actually believe the things that we say. It's like everything has to be, oh, they're believing Donald Trump's lies, or, oh, they hate Chinese people, so they want to talk about Wuhan. Isn't it strange, Alex? I'm sure you're like me. It's like you don't even – In a lot of times, like with COVID or the coronavirus, it's like the political aspect of it never entered into me trying to figure out where the virus came from. That was not my concern, but that was very much the concern of the mainstream media. They were way more concerned about the political ramifications of it coming from China. Whereas, so it's really about free thinking, isn't it? It's just about being able to think freely without any sort of input other than the facts. Like, we hear the facts and I go, huh, it sounds an awful lot like it came from this lab in Wuhan. No political concerns. I'm not taking anything political into account. I'm looking at the facts and just trying to think for myself. Everybody else has been indoctrinated into this idea of, like, don't think about the facts. Just wait to hear from on high what your side believes and then believe that. So to me, it's all about free thinking, isn't it? It's just about being able to think for yourself, and that's what we're losing.
Absolutely. And just these things that are such a simple answer. Like you said, it's Wuhan. You remember when at the very beginning of this, there was a lot of different reporters that were coming on and they were calling it the Wuhan virus or the China virus.
Right.
That was okay for like 2 weeks. I'm talking liberal media, mainstream media. Everybody was calling it that. And then all of a sudden it wasn't okay because somebody said it was xenophobic. And then that was another weapon to use against Trump. Okay, now he's a xenophobe and he's racist because he, you know, they're tweaking. It's always been political, but not the baseline of it. You know, if this was a real medical pandemic where people were falling out in the streets, you know, it would have been handled much differently.
Right.
I feel like, you know, this is so controlled to the line. It's just insane. And people won't look at the truth. A lot of it, like we've been saying, is suppressed, though. You know, right. You get these doctors that have come out and they're like, no, it's like this. Here's all these options that we can use to prevent it or to you know, try to fix the early symptoms of it. What happens to them? They're blocked out. You can't see it. So it's all about control from the top down.
It's all about control.
Yeah. Free thinkers. I mean, you know, if they can't control free thought, you know, what does this sound like to you? That's a scary place we're moving into.
Yeah.
Like we've dipped our toe into the water right now, but that's a scary thought. You know, it's with the social media lords cracking down and being able to control free thought and free speech. It's just a scary time, Harrison.
Yeah. And then, you know, I thought about this, something you were saying earlier, where it's like, they're controlling all of the communication on the internet, but at the same time, they're locking you down so you can't communicate outside of the internet. It's a real double whammy, isn't it? You can't go meet somebody in person to express your ideas. You can't get together with friends and talk this out. You can only communicate through the internet, and everything you say through the internet is going to be controlled and watched and censored. So that is a double whammy. That's a 1-2 punch for human freedom.
Would they do that if we were trying to save the world from a pandemic? Would they do that if they were trying to better the population? No, you would have free speech. You would be able to discuss it. You'd be able to come up with different ways to solve the problem. You know, so there's simple things like that. When you just take a step back and you look at it from that angle, it's obvious to so many what's going on here. And it blows my mind that other people, you know, whatever, they would rather be involved watching sports and being in la-la land. And that sounds great. That sounds like a great place to be. But I'm concerned about the future of my kids, you know, the future of the people that I love and where we're headed. I don't have time to, you know, identify as a unicorn and whatever. I just don't. You know, I have other things that I have to protect and that are important to me. And that means I have to stay based in reality,
yeah,
no matter how ugly that is.
Yeah, and they're it is, I mean, if you take their word for it and you do assume that this is, you know, a deadly pandemic, they really believed that this was going to kill millions of people. How insane is it that they are concerned more with, like, getting Trump out of office than saving the lives of millions of people? I mean, this is your life that they are messing with. This is potentially your death that they are causing playing these political games. That is outrageous. And then on top of that, the measures that they do enact that destroy your business, you think they care for a single second that the business you've spent years building up and sacrificed for is being destroyed? You're a pawn to them. They couldn't care less. You're in their way and they will run over you. I mean, it really is incredible, and it ties into everything else that we're dealing with. We don't have too much time with you, Haley. What else is on your radar right now? Because I know you sort of got burnt out looking at all these emails, and I do not blame you, because my God, there are quite a few of them. But what else is on the horizon for you, or what else are you concerned about? You know, we were a year ahead on this. What should we be a year ahead on for the next thing?
Well, I mean, I think you guys are doing a really good job covering the vaccines and the injuries from that. I mean, that's sort of the next thing, I guess, that we have to look forward to.
Oh, and the coverage and the coverage is going to be exactly like we're seeing this coverage, right? The reversal of the lab leak theory, how it went from crazy conspiracy theory to, yes, let's consider this. And Fauci's calling for an investigation. Isn't this the blueprint for how they're going to reverse the coverage of the vaccine injuries? I can just see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like that for just about everything. If you go back and you think about it, there's like a 6 month to a year period where they have to slowly ease off and be like, oh, okay, maybe that part's right. Or, well, you were right about this part, but not about this part. So that still makes you crazy. You know, yeah. That's what they do. And I think it's important to look at these vaccine injuries. This is an experimental gene therapy. We have no idea what is going to happen to the people who have taken the shots a year from now. And I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-insanity.
Right.
This has not been tested, and I don't want to be part of the group, and I don't want people that I love to be part of this testing group. But what are we going to see 5 years from now?
Yeah.
As far as reactions and stuff goes. So that's something, it's a heavy topic, but it's something that I think is very important. And I think considering how hard they're trying to push this on everybody, even with the vaccine passports and things like that, that's something that we have to look into is, okay, well, you know, there's so many actually vaccine reactions that are getting shut down, the VAERS and all that. They do it, but that's like 10% of what's reported.
Oh, it's like nothing.
You know, so there's right. And for the people that are speaking out about what's happened since they've had the reaction or since they had the vaccine with like the magnets and the just the weird stuff, they're getting shut down on Facebook or anywhere else that they try to post. So once again, it's like they shut down anything that they can't control. And that way, if it does, you know, get loose and people start thinking for themselves, you know, that they'll have some kind of a game plan. But the vaccines, I mean, that's going to be a big issue as far as where this goes with China and that whole deal. I don't know. You know, with the DOJ, the way it is right now, Harrison, even if he did lie to Congress, even if Fauci did, I mean, who's going to do anything about it? They are checking each other, checking themselves. And I just don't know that with this current DOJ, we're going to have any results that are going to be sufficient.
Now, the authorities that did this are not going to do anything to correct it. It's going to be up to us, the American people, to force this information out and to get some sort of justice out of this. I want to thank you so much, Haley. Haley Kennington, website KenningtonPress.com. Her Twitter is at Kennington Says. We'll have to have you on again real soon. And I'll wear a different tie next time, I promise.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Haley.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
InfoWars delivers.
We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements. At the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients, 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
We can't tell the public beforehand what we know about what's going to happen. But when something happens that isn't known to the press beforehand, they rather assume the CIA didn't know it either. That's not always the case.
Of human liberty, a new flame arises. Welcome to InfoWars Band.video, third hour of American Journal, brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, don't shop with the anti-human, pro-government, pro-corporation, pro-censorship, pro-critical race theory, pro-all of the things you hate. Stop giving them your money. Stop giving your stores to giant corporations that are then turning and using your very dime to crush your ability to live a free life. Shop with the good guys. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a purchase today. It's the mega sale thanks to Memorial Day. It's been extended, and many of our products are 50% off, some other ones 40% off. Only 3 days left in this massive sale. Pollen Block is 40% off to take care of the allergy concerns you may have. DNA Force Plus is 40% off. That's one of our most popular and most lauded and celebrated products available on the store. Ultra 12 is 50% off as well. Go shop today at InfoWarsStore.com to help keep this program and everything we do here at InfoWars operational. We rely on you. You are our only hope, the American people. We hope that you can not just go purchase something from InfoWarsStore.com to help us continue to pump out this information, but we hope that you share this information and help to awaken the American people, because that is the only hope we have. Not even joking. I'm not memeing here. Help us, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope. Help us, America. You have to wake up. You have to wake up now, because nobody is going to save you. Nobody's coming to save you. There's no other country in the world with the First Amendment. There's no other country in the world with the Second Amendment. If we fall, we fall forever, and we all fall together. So nobody's going to stop them. The Republicans sure as hell aren't doing anything to stop them. The Democrats are actively involved in the plan. as well as many of the Republicans up at the top. But their entire plan falls apart when you're aware of it. Like Chris Guy, my guest yesterday, said, just say no. The title of his book is Just Say No. And I think that's great because so often that is all it takes to defeat this crap. You've got, I surely play the, another clip I reference all the time, and I hardly ever play it, from Alex Jones the first time he went on Joe Rogan when he's talking about evil versus good and how evil is always working in the background, always scheming, always planning, always trying to get more power, while goodness is just having a great day and walking around in the sun. And that's where we are now. I mean, like critical race theory, we've got these tendrils reaching into school systems all across the country and planting this indoctrination. And you're not even aware of it. But if you're aware of it and you stand up to it and you tell them we're not going to stand for this crap, it goes away. They rely on you being ignorant. Don't be ignorant. Be an info warrior.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues, and the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Hollenbach for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Bazo Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. A lot still to talk about in today's program. We'll be taking your calls as well. Go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal. 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls throughout this last hour. I've got some great videos to show you. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. And I was really just thinking about how, you know, this idea of treating America like a patient in a doctor's office and looking at all of their symptoms and trying to figure out what the underlying cause is and how do you treat that. I mean, that is really the way you need to think about it. And it's like a double, triple metaphor where you can see the way that the authorities actually treat real health crises and the way that they treat or deal with crises in the society are very similar. You know, there's this now, of course, germ theory won out, obviously, but there used to be a thing called terrain theory that was basically up against germ theory, competing for scientific relevance. And the idea was that you really only got sick when your body's terrain degraded, right? It was only when you were in a vulnerable situation that your body would get sick. And in a way, it kind of makes sense to me because, you know, if we think of illnesses as strictly just caused by diseases, you know, infecting you, invading your body and infecting you that way. But why is it that you can, you know, if you walk out in the snow and your socks are wet, you're going to get a cold, you're going to get sick. Do they wait for people who were wearing socks? You know, do the germs, there's out there waiting for us to be in the situation so they can infect us? Or is it something about our own bodies that are generating the illness in some way? This is sort of a long roundabout way of talking about how to protect our country against the infection of chaos, destruction, crime, liberalism, leftism, progressivism, socialism, communism. How do we protect ourselves against that before we have to resort to the vaccine, right? And again, so this parallels the healthcare in this country and the way we've treated the actual pandemic. There was nobody in authority ever talked about getting sunlight, talking about taking vitamin D or zinc or being healthy and warding off the virus that way. Even once you got the virus, about treating it, you know, like you treat any illness. No, it was all about the vaccine. It was all about first you let yourself get infected, then we'll shove a ventilator down your throat, and that will kill you. I mean, the way that they've treated this illness is sort of the way we've gone about as conservatives dealing with the onslaught of people against our way of life and against our values and ideology and religion and country. Think about critical race theory as an infection, right? As a virus, as something that has infiltrated our body and is now making a lot of our organs not work correctly, not function to their greatest ability. It's metastasizing and it's spreading and it's getting bigger. It would have been much easier to prevent this disease than it will be to try to purge it from our system. Now that it's in, it's a lot harder to get rid of. Now, in a lot of ways, it's hard to know what's coming down the pipe, but critical race theory, certainly the onslaught of this was presaged years ago. I mean, we've seen the push for this type of rhetoric in a long time. You know, if you have a kid in elementary school right now, don't wait until you're halfway through a school year and you actually glance at their homework and notice, hey, this is telling my son he's evil because he's white and that killing cops is heroic. Like, what is this? Now, not only has your kid already been taught this, already been introduced to it, it's already been put in the curriculum. So now you got to go and try to reverse all that. You got to go to the city or the student council or the school board, and you got to say, I don't like this, and you got to have a big argument about it, and then you got to try to bring it out. But meanwhile, it's still being taught as you try to reverse it. Right. This is why conservatives need to stop trying to conserve and start trying to promote, start trying to be aggressive in this sort of stuff. Don't wait until you already have the infection and go, gosh, I guess I better try to treat this. If we had a healthy country, the infection would have never taken root. It wouldn't have had the soil necessary to sprout these vile buds. Right. There's a story in today's news about Texas passing a law to force sports teams to play the national anthem before their games. This to me is, I'm trying to think of a good metaphor for this. It's like forcing your wife to say she loves you. It's like they should love our country. They should want to respect our country. They should respect and admire and revere people who died to give us the freedoms that we have. They should stand at attention and give the respect that the flag deserves as the symbolic representation of our people and our shared ideology. You can't just force somebody to believe that. It's just like, if they don't believe that, they don't want to stand for the flag and they don't want to play the national anthem. That's a major issue with an underlying cause that you can't just solve by forcing them to stand. That's not solving the problem. That's forcing them to behave as if there's not a problem. But there is a major problem, and it's that our country is full of people who hate our country. That's the major issue. And again, we've let it get this far. We've let this sickness, this bug, get into our system and start to metastasize and cause organ failure left and right, and we're seeing all the symptoms now across the board. So we've got a hard road ahead of us. The lesson we need to learn is we need to be healthier as a nation. Our mindset needs to be healthier. Our institutions need to be healthier. And we need to make sure that we are constantly protecting against disease so we don't have to try to treat the disease once it's already in. And here's a couple great examples of this, specifically having to do with critical race theory. Parents who spoke out against critical race theory now being harassed by leftist groups. Loudoun County is developing a pattern pushing extreme leftist politics within its schools. And due to that, many parents have risen up and pushed back. Now, these parents are not only being alienated by their own families, leftist Facebook groups are actually targeting them for harassment. According to Fox News, a Facebook group called Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County is accused of targeting parents who've spoken out against critical race theory in school. This woman, Patty Hidalgo, says, they put three pictures of me in there and they called me a racist. They had my first and last name, the name of my husband, where my son goes to high school, what town I live in, and they called me disgusting. They tried to intimidate us by using social media, she added. But I'll be honest, I feel like it's emboldened my passion for this more. Well, good. That is good. I love this. Fred Reege, a Kenyan immigrant turned IT engineer, says that he has two daughters in the Loudoun County school system and says that despite the threats of being canceled, he's still going to do the right thing. Says, I finally got to the point where I say my number one responsibility is my children, says Reg. even if it costs me certain things in society and canceling from this and canceling from that, you know, I'll have my dignity. I'll have my children's, you know, integrity and their self-belief, their belief in themselves intact. And that's worth it. Isn't it amazing that when immigrants, you know, you hear this talking point all the time from the Democrats that are like, immigrants are more Americans than Americans are. Like, well, no, they're not. They're Mexicans, actually. That's where they're from. That's the language they speak. Those are the beliefs and ideology or the, you know, customs that they have. So they're actually not American. But you got this guy from Kenya that's like, yeah, I believe in free speech. I believe in independence. I believe in self-worth and standing up against the mob, even when they're angrily baying at me to stand down. It's like, that man's an American. That man has an American ideal. That man is more American than the Loudoun County dirtbag basement dwelling snitches that are now attempting to humiliate and denigrate and threaten teachers out of standing up for their children not to be taught things like their own race is evil or other people's races is evil. Loudoun County's war over critical race theory has resulted in angry speeches and even suspended teachers. One teacher, Byron Cross, was punished by the school for refusing to tell children that they can transition from one sex to another on the basis that his Christianity forbids it, but also it's just unscientific. There happens to be one mother famously tore the Loudoun County School Board a new one over with her vicious takedown of critical race theory. We played that video at the time when it came out. But this is a ongoing war, an ongoing, cancer treatment, right? Ongoing radiation treatment trying to purge the cancer that we've allowed to infect us. So this is Dr. Harrison telling you, you need to get a lot of sun, you need to eat right, and you need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing that is literally eating it out from the inside. This is a life or death situation, no messing around. The prescription is two doses of InfoWars taken daily.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have shoreline free shipping and double Patriot points. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products, store-wide free shipping, and your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. Phone lines are lighting up. We'll go to your phone calls very shortly. I'm loving this metaphor. America is sick and dying. They are riddled with various cancers, and the doctors that we're going to are wildly incompetent. I mean, just think about this. It's like you have these symptoms, then you have the cures that are suggested by the Democrats. Our crime rate is incredibly high. The doctor's like, well, have you tried getting rid of police? It's like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, I'm having trouble breathing. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and prescribe you a pack a day of cigarettes. Wait, what? What type of doctor is this? That's a liberal doctor. They're full of crap. Homelessness. It's like, we got a big problem with homelessness. They put you through a regimen of cures and medicines. Then your homelessness case spikes higher than it ever was before. The doctor's like, yeah, I better up your prescription to twice as much. It's like, you're causing the problem. You're a terrible doctor. I think you want me to die. I think you have like an insurance case on me or something. It's absolutely mind blowing. And this, the concept of the symptom versus the underlying cause. Tucker Carlson kind of touches on this. Socialism is a symptom. It's a symptom in our country. It's a cancer as well. But it's not the underlying cause. The socialism that we're seeing from young people, the underlying cause is the hopelessness. The underlying cause is the understanding that when their parents were 30 years old, they had a house and 2 cars, and the wife didn't have to have a job. She stayed home with the kids while the husband worked a 9-to-5 that didn't require any outside work, and he'd retire by, 60 with a full pension. I mean, they understand that that world has gone away. It's not there anymore. If that was still the case, they wouldn't have to be social. They wouldn't be socialist. I'm telling you, the socialism is the consequence. It's the symptom. It's the effect of the disease. The disease is the fact that we can't make money anymore. We can't support ourselves. We can't be independent. The infrastructure isn't there for us. So that's what we've got to solve. We can't just like make socialism illegal. Maybe we could. Yeah, maybe we could do that. And maybe we could do that too. I don't know. Maybe there's lots of different ways to treat this disease that we are slowly but surely expiring because of. With that, I want to go out to the phone lines. Nicholas from Colorado is in the military police, and he has information on the vaccine for the military. Thank you for calling in, Nicholas. You are on the air. You will be in just 1 second. There you go. Sorry about that. Thanks, Nicholas. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm a military police officer on Fort Carson, and they rolled out a vaccine to all healthcare workers first, right? And then they started pushing it onto the military volunteer basis only because it wasn't FDA approved. So they had this immense pressure from everybody just telling you, go get it, go get it, go get it. And what it kind of boils down to, in my opinion, is that it's almost like a test subject feel, like a volunteer guinea pig hey, like, you know, we're going to put this in all of you guys. You guys are, you know, federal workers and, you know, take this because your, you know, higher up leadership is telling you to. I, for one, have not. I won't. I have two small children. They're not going to get it. And it's just this big spectacle, and it's quite theater, actually, where they make this huge deal out of, you know, they need 70%, you know, vaccinated for herd immunity to be able to, like, remove masks on base. Mm. And like I said, it's just this overwhelming pressure and to get this thing done voluntarily. So if something does go bad, you know, you can't go back and be, hey, Uncle Sam, like, look what you did.
Right.
It's kind of disgusting, really.
Yeah, I say, well, you agreed to it. And it's almost like makes me think of, you know, the vampire myths where it's like, well, you have to invite the vampire in. You know, they can't just come in. You have to invite them in. It's almost like they have this code where it's like they can use any form of coercion, but they're not forcing you. Are they doing anything? You mentioned, like, you have to have 70% to get masks off base. So is it like the base has to wear a mask, or everybody has to wear masks all the time until you get to 70%? So the people who are not being vaccinated, everybody who's having to wear masks, it's like it's their fault because they're not being vaccinated that we have to wear masks.
Correct. I mean, I volunteered to be part of that 30%. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, they want it on in the car, even if you're by yourself, which is completely unorthodox. It absolutely goes against what the CDC is putting out there as far as guidelines go. I mean, it's they want. Like I said, I mean, they want enough people to do it to have, I believe, a test sample. And it's disgusting that they're going after active duty. We're the front line. Why would you want any issues or any, you know, problematic implications from a vaccine that's, you know, younger than my daughter? You know, I don't understand why it is the way it is.
I mean, they're bragging about it in an article yesterday saying the Moderna vaccine was created in just 2 days. It's like, that's not a good thing. Like, that's, I don't know if that's a selling point for you, but I'm not excited that this vaccine was rushed. That's a major red flag for me. Well, that's extremely troubling. Have you gotten any pushback personally because of your stance?
Yes, I believe, you know, I've had multiple conversations with, like, you know, the sergeant major and you know, just higher up leadership, commanders and everything, and just wanting my opinion. But in a group setting to where I'm on the spot, you know, trying to convince the people around me why I'm not getting it or giving it to my kids. And it's like, well, because I have access to a computer and I do my own research. And there's nothing that shows this vaccination is safe enough to put into myself, let alone my kids.
Yeah. That's the most amazing thing to me. And maybe you share this. I'll have people ask me, they're like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting the vaccine. Like, you know, why do you think I shouldn't? And I give them just a plethora. It's like talking to a brick wall. It's so strange. You're sitting there going, look, here's all the side effects. Here's all the blah, blah. Here's why you don't even need to take it because of, you know, it is not super deadly and you can treat it with this and blah, blah. And you can just rattle stuff off. And these people just give you this blank, dead-eyed fluoride stare. And they're just like, okay, but you have to take it still. It's like nothing gets through to them, right? I mean, is this how you experience it? And the idea, of course, it's a very easy psychological domination tactic of you'll bring in one person and then have five or six people all together agreeing with each other, all telling the other person that they're wrong. Even if the other person has all the facts and all the information, I guess it's sort of – you sort of get used to it being a conservative. Like anytime that you're just hanging out with normies, they tend to just parrot stuff they see on CNN. And despite the fact that you can, like, prove it's false, it's just like this – just like blank stare, man. It's so insane. So, I mean, when you explain this to people, like, you have the information, you tell them, like, well, you know, here are the side effects and here's why I don't want to take it. What's their response? I mean, it's essentially just like, okay, that's a bunch of interesting points, but you still have to take it. Like, is that just it? No discussion at all?
Yeah, basically. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, basically, it's more of like, okay, well, you're going to have to get it done anyway. Well, says who? Like, is there some kind of law in play? No. And is any vaccination a law to get? No. So why is this an exception? You know, that's kind of my whole argument is this, you know, hey, you know what? If you guys want to run to the front of the line to be the guinea pigs, absolutely. I'll stand by and I'll watch from the back and see how that turns out.
Right.
If it's completely perfectly safe 10 years from now, now we're talking about a different story.
Right.
I'm not putting vaccinations in my kids that haven't been around, you know, for 9 months. That's just not happening.
I'm telling you, folks, we think they're crazy because they follow these laws that make no damn sense. They think we're crazy because we don't just follow the laws that make no damn sense. It's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, they think we're crazy. We think they're crazy. I'm telling you, folks, they're the crazy ones. They really are. Like, we know what we're talking about here. They are just mad that we think for ourselves.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. 5-star review. Back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping. All these products, worldwide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But, again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing, because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point: the Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. That ProstaGuard is back, 40% off. That Alpha Power is back, 50% off. That Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, the news has just been released during this show is truly shocking, incredible, mind-blowing, in fact. I already had at least like three stories about crime rates spiking, 95% high murder rate in Los Angeles over 2020, which itself, the murder rate was up 36%. St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones faces calls to defund police as city crime rates skyrocket. I mean, we know this. We know this crime is just absolutely skyrocketing across all of America, but particularly in places who have defunded the police. Now we have this headline from just about an hour ago. North Carolina Police Department concerned by spike in child sex assault cases. A North Carolina Police Department says it's concerned about the spike of child sexual assault cases seen in the past year. Detectives have experienced a 210% increase in sexual assaults involving children since 2020. 210% increase. They say, due to the recent pandemic, COVID-19 removed children from student activities, thus taking them away from schools and places where they could find a trusted adult. There have already been 31 child sexual assault cases reported to the department in 2021. The number of cases at the same time in 2020 was only 10. Unbelievable. Unbelievable spike in child sex crimes. I mean, this is just amazing. Here's one from Intel Hub. Directed energy weapons, codenamed Bedusa, was designed for the Marine Corps in 2004. This is a non-lethal weapon based on the well-established microwave auditory effect, stated by the information provided on the award summary. MAE, microwave auditory effect, results in strong sound sensation in the human head when it's irradiated with specifically selected microwave pulses of low energy. This was developed in 2004, the Medusa system. What, Jewish space lasers? That's the response you get from the mainstream media when you talk about directed energy weapons, but yeah, they're real, and they potentially are being used all around the world. Of course, the Cuban Havana syndrome, where people in Cuba, Americans in Cuba, thought they were under attack by directed energy weapons. And of course, we know that these energy waves are literally the same function as 5G, meaning that all those 5G towers going up on every city block could very easily be turned into microwave weapons. You thought the lockdown was severe before. Imagine if going outside makes you throw up because of the sound that they're pulsating through your city with the 5G towers. I'm not saying that is going to happen or going to happen. I'm saying it's a distinct possibility. And it's certainly a weapon in their arsenal. And as they've shown us over the last year, no extremity is too far for them to carry out their wicked plans. Pennsylvania lawmakers sponsors bill that will allow teenagers to get vaccines without parents' consent. Because that's a Pandora's box that we definitely want to open. Go ahead and let the government fill your children up with lies and then make medical decisions based on those lies and hide them from you, conceal them from you. What, you're just the parent of a minor. Why should you have a say in what that minor does with their own body? And then finally, we have this. Ontario's digital ID plan. In late 2021, we'll be introducing digital ID, a new electronic government issued ID that lets people in business prove who they are online. Oh, they're letting us. They're letting the people of Ontario prove who they are online. Wow, thank you so much. We're pinning this gold star to Jewish people's lapels to let them let everybody know that they're Jewish. Oh, thank you so much. Don't you love when the hypocrite tyrant authoritarians act like it's a favor that they're oppressing you and launching a digital panopticon of complete control? Thank you so much, globalists. We really appreciate that. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Tim in California wants to talk about the Manhattan Project 2.0. Thanks for calling in, Tim. What's all this about? You're on the air.
I heard Alex yesterday say Manhattan Project, and when he did, the hair stood up on my neck because I realized we've got something just like that that's been going on right underneath our noses. From 1998 to 2008, a collaboration with over 10,000 scientists. That's just what we need. 10,000 scientists and hundreds of universities and laboratories, as well as more than 100 countries. And what did they do? They all got together and they created the world's largest machine. And this world's largest machine is the Large Hadron Collider. It lies between the France and Switzerland border near Geneva, but it's underground, so it's out of sight, out of mind. And I'm thinking about today how we've got, oh, we're all finding out what InfoWars knew 15 months ago, that, hey, you know, you leave these guys alone, they'll get us all in a bunch of trouble. And you don't even have to have scientists. Look at all the people that just trusted their leadership that live in Beirut, Lebanon. Mm. Oh, all of a sudden you wake up one day and everything's changed because you just didn't pay attention. So these guys, you asked a good question. What is it exactly they're doing? And I think that's the great question. Why don't we all know what the world's largest machine is doing? 10,000 scientists, hundreds of universities, and, of course, tens of billions of dollars. And what are they doing? And why don't we know? Just like gain of function. And are we going to have them say, oh, we don't know nothing about nothing after they destroy the world? Could they? Well, Stephen Hawking's renowned physicist before he died, what did he have to say about it? He said that what they're fooling around with there, he said this could mean that the universe could undergo catastrophic vacuum decay with a bubble of the true vacuum expanding at the speed of light. This could happen at any time, and we wouldn't see it coming, close quote. So these clowns could end the whole universe. They could create another Big Bang. And they're not happy with that. They're trying to grow it. They're creating one that's three times as large and four to five times as powerful. So the world's largest machine is about to be three times as large and four to five times as powerful, and nobody knows nothing about nothing. And they talk about God particle and the awaken experiment. And don't forget, we got Shiva, the god of destruction, out there, you know, defending the gate. And you want to know what the next story InfoWars can be first on? Stir up the pot over there and find out what exactly are you clowns doing? What are you doing? What benefit? Because the same thing. Oh, I know. We're going to stir up all these viruses because someday we might save the world by doing this. No, you're not. You're going to destroy the world screwing around those viruses. And the same thing. And it doesn't even bear mentioning. These guys are doing all this on what they know and they proclaim to be devil ground or whatever. You know, they're proud of this. And they're CERN, C-E-R-N, the group that put this all together, their logo is 666.
Right.
You know, I know I'm ranting a little bit, just, you know.
No, I appreciate it.
Can't trust these scientists.
Yeah, you're making a lot of good points. And, you know, I like even just bringing up the Manhattan Project anyway, because so often if you talk about conspiracies with people, I've literally had people say to me, yeah, there's the CERN logo. It's literally 666, just like, you know, building back better. If you put three lowercase b's, it looks like 666. I mean, the symbolism is everywhere. But so often you'll talk to people about conspiracies and they go, you know, I don't believe in conspiracies because I don't think any amount of people can pull anything off with any amount of secrecy. Like, it's just out of the realm of possibility. You point to the Manhattan Project. That's exactly what it was. Tens of thousands of scientists working under deep cover. Nobody knew about it until the bomb dropped, or until, you know, they made the announcement that they were working on this. So the idea that these types of clandestine operations of world-altering import could not be hidden, of course they can be hidden. They have before. They are being hidden now. The question is, what is their intention and what are they trying to do? And I'll tell you, you know, next year's news today, the idea Alex Jones was right, you know, Alex Jones losers posting their haters posting their L's. This is a big meme right now. Alex Jones was right. And one of my favorite memes I've seen is the checklist, right? And they're going down the checklist. It's like deep state. All right, that was proven. Chemicals in the water. Yeah, we're sure about that now. Testosterone being lowered. Yeah, we're sure about that. Now we've made it to human animal chimeras and world weapon, bio weapon attack. And what's next on that list? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's interdimensional elves, interdimensional clockwork elves. Yeah, it sounds crazy now, but didn't the lab leak theory sound crazy last year? Yeah, it sounds crazy until it becomes true and they tell you it's totally normal and a good thing that it's happening. And thank you, CERN, for opening up the gates to the other dimensions so we can learn from these demons.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic
septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues, and the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. You get 10% off if you sign up for auto ship. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months. 40% off. Pollen Block for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months. 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Whole 12, Bazo Beach, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Vaso Beach, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we're going to close out another fine week of broadcasting here on American Journal. Final segment on this Friday. It is Friday, right? I'm thrown into a loop. For some reason, I was off of my time, and I thought the last segment was the last segment. I, like, got up to, like, finish, you know, I thought the show was over, and I look up, like, oh, there's still 50 minutes left. So I'm like, wait, it is still Friday, right? Okay, all right. I'm still a little bit in charge of my faculties here. But I want to thank anybody and everybody that went to InfoWarsStore.com this week and made a purchase, got a great product. Hopefully, you are very happy with your product and will return to the store to buy more of it once you finish the round of supplements that you purchased. Whatever you purchased or however you helped, I want to thank you for doing so because it is what keeps us on air and keeps us fighting back against the globalist onslaught. And my goodness, do we have an uphill battle to go. I have four different stories today. New liberal truth brigade has ties to billionaire who peddled disinformation. A left-wing initiative launched this week aimed at monitoring conservative disinformation has ties to progressive billionaire linked to several sorts of disinformation projects he's now trying to combat.
Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum depicts Jack Posobiec as being part of a foreign propaganda network and calls for AI-powered, Chinese-like online censorship with an article called How Can We Stop the Spread of Disinformation Online? Wix also apologizes for removing a website in support of Hong Kong democracy, having succumbed to pressure from the Chinese government to eliminate the advocation for democracy in Hong Kong. I figured out that one way that you can actually improve the quality of these articles is just cross out DIS in disinformation. Just anytime they say disinformation, just realize what they're talking about is information, right? So when they're like, yes, we're trying to monitor conservative disinformation, what they mean is they're trying to monitor and prevent conservative information from getting out. It's really just that simple. They just claim it's disinformation. Social media platforms have increased their efforts to contain information in recent months, often with mixed results, right? You just cross out the dis, and what you realize is that, no, they're just trying to stop information, particularly information they don't like. That's why the World Economic Forum is saying that they need to use artificial intelligence to stop the spread of this information. They don't want you to know this information. They must prevent it. Where is this all leading? Well, I've talked about it many, many times. It's worth talking about many, many more. It was either yesterday or today. I guess it was the 5th of June was when this telegram came in. But it is the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre by the communist Chinese. What do you think happens if you try to talk about Tiananmen Square in China? You don't want to know what they're going to call it? Disinformation, of course. It's disinformation. The only information you need to know about this is from the Chinese Communist Party. And they say that 200 civilians and several dozen security personnel died in Beijing during the suppression of counter-revolutionary riots on the 4th of June, 1989. So it is today, the anniversary. That's the information they want you to know. Anything other than that, that will be removed from the internet by AI as being disinformation. This is the type of world that they want to create for us. Now, what is the reality? Well, it wasn't just 200 civilians who were killed during a riot. No, it was a brutal and, frankly, heart and stomach-wrenching massacre. It was students who were sitting peacefully, linked arm in arms, being mown down by soldiers. This from a report that was finally unearthed from the UK National Archives in London. They were declassified in October, and it is a secret wire from the ambassador, Sir Alan. The British ambassador to China, Sir Alan Donald, told the truth about what happened in Tiananmen Square, and this information was hidden until very recently. But here's the reality. He says, quote, students linked arms but were mown down, including soldiers. APCs then ran over the bodies time and time again to make a pie, and the remains collected by bulldozers. Remains incinerated and then hosed down drains. Four wounded girl students begged for their lives but were bayoneted. I don't know if I've ever read anything more despicable than that. And the death toll? The accurate death toll, not the 200 reported by the Chinese communists, it was over 10,000. Over 10,000 people peacefully protesting, mown down, and then their bodies run over with trucks until they were basically disintegrated into goo, then they were lit on fire and washed down a drain. That's what communism thinks of your humanity. That's what communism does to deal with its detractors and its dissidents. That's the type of inhuman authoritarianism that we are trying with all of our might to stop getting to this country. And yet it's already here and it's making headway. And now many, many billionaires are paying many, many suckers, many, many millions of dollars to go online and prevent anybody from speaking up against this transition into a communist country. So remember the people of China in Tiananmen Square, 1989, 32 years ago today, mowed down by the tens of thousands and then washed away into the drains. That's how communism treats humans. be honest with you, it's, you know, if you were to tell a bunch of extreme leftist progressive fools who believe the mainstream narrative about January 6th, do you think they would bat an eye if they heard that all of the protesters on January 6th were gunned down, run over, and then washed down a drain? They'd be like, good, they're terrorists. They're domestic terrorists. They deserve it. They're setting us up for this. I mean, they're setting us up for this type of massacre, and they're setting up the communication control so that if a massacre like this did ever happen, you wouldn't hear about it. You'd be like a Chinese person learning about Tiananmen Square. That type of hatred and inhumanity that communism inspires. So in case you needed any more encouragement in your info warriordom to know what the threat is that we're up against, hell on earth doesn't even describe it. Go out to your phone calls for a quick chat before we got to close out this show. Let's go to Matt in New York, who says the COVID lockdown is just a dry run. I could not agree more, sir. It's getting us used to this lockdown mentality, whether they roll it out next for climate change or political uprisings or any other scheme they have. We have been now trained like dogs into obeying these orders. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, guys? This is just a dry run. This is all the setup, what's going on with those shots. Because if we did this for absolutely nothing, it was what this really was, whether you say it was weaponized or whatever the heck you want to say, it was a cold virus. All right?
Yep.
So if we did this for just the illusion of a virus, when you see the poison hit from this thing, what are they going to be able to do? And we still have people going along with this lie, like saying that ventilators were the right treatment when they were murdering people.
Yep.
So if you keep this lie going, when this thing hits, they're just going to create more murdering. That's it. You're just going to see mass murder going on. And everyone's just, I mean, the whole thing, in my opinion, we are $28 trillion in debt. We have 50 million retirees who are worth anywhere from, with medical and their pensions and other type of funds, they're worth probably about $50 trillion. So this is the devil balancing his checkbook. They stole so much, they can't pay these people out. So what do? They take these people out. Everyone's got to wake up. This thing is all BS. But now we got a real problem with these vaccines. And we got to keep an eye on everybody. And we need genetic testing to see what's going on. We need to see who lied to us and said they took it and didn't take it. We got to find all this stuff out because it's gone too far. And now we're in big trouble. We are in big trouble.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. I love the way you put that. We did all of this for an illusion. For nothing, for the cold, for the flu. I mean, literally, no reason at all. Our entire economy has been destroyed. The massive monopolies have consolidated all of their gains and implemented. I mean, I could just go down the list. Everybody here knows what they've been able to pull off from this. And you make such a good point, Matt, that literally nothing. They literally based this on absolutely nothing. Can you imagine what they would do if this was really as bad as they were saying that it was early on in the outbreak? Truly incredible stuff. Well, that's going to do it for us here at American Journal. The Alex Jones Show begins very shortly. I'm very excited about our slate of guests next week. We're going to be getting a lot of really good guests. You're going to have to stay tuned for that, I suppose. But next week will be a very eventful and lively one here at American Journal. I hope everybody has a very good weekend. Go out there, enjoy your life in defiance of the liberal, progressive, globalist psychopaths who want you locked down, lonely, poor, broke, and insane. Go out and be all of the opposite of those things this weekend, folks. Stick it to them by spending some time in the sun.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products. We're coming back and getting more, and thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or Vasobeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch-globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.